This is probably a keynote that needs very little introduction, just because the imagery is something which is so remarkable. I mentioned before a keynote Chav Gimel about how it's something which resonated with me personally, and I find myself drawn similarly to Chav Vav, probably for the same reason, because both of these keynotes sort of strips away the magnitude and focuses on like the human face. And this Kina, Yirmiyahu, went, this is really based on the Medrash, Al Kivri Avos, he went to Hebron. Anybody's been to Hebron recently? I'm sure everyone here has been to Hebron before. You know, these like places in Eretz Yisrael, like for us, like our connection to them go back. I mean, Yirmiyahu going to the Kivri Avos and Kalev to the Kivri Avos, and it's like a part of who we are. It's part of like our, I mean, I mean this politically, and everyone knows I'm not a very right-wing person politically, but just, it's a part of the Jewish soul, like going to the Kivri Avos. So Yirmiyahu went to sort of try to find someone to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on behalf of the nation. This is just like the Kina we had, Kina Ches, Ader Chug HaShemayim. I will go up to Shemayim and I'll try to get the Molochim involved. I'll try to get Shemayim involved. I'll try to get others involved. And Yirmiyahu, as he came back, saw Yushalayim. Yirmiyahu felt helpless. I encourage people, we've done this before, to learn a little bit about the life of Yirmiyahu. We talk about having a rough job. Yirmiyahu might, I don't mean to say it with a smiley face, but just, they can make like a reality show about like the worst job in history. That was like Yirmiyahu HaNavi before Churban Bayis Rishon. And they did everything they could to shut him up. They threw him in jail. It's like, who wants to be nagged already? We've heard it 1,000 times and just... And Yirmiyahu came back to Yerushalayim and he saw the city. So it says that he traveled to the Kivri Avos and nothing really was effective. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't listen. Each one davened. Avram davened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded back. Heim heimiru. This is the third paragraph. Heim heimiru kvodi besohu. They exchanged my honor for nothing. And then Yitzchak davened. Everyone davened. And each time HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds back. Ve'eches apecha bito aseres adibros. How am I not going to respond? How am I not going to punish? So finally, the kina ends at the end. So kol b'chileya, the last two paragraphs, misafefes alivaveha, the sound of Leia pounding upon her heart, rachel achosa mivaka baneha. By the way, this conjures up images of the haftorah we read in Rosh Hashanah. Rachel achosa mivaka baneha, zilpa maka paneha, bilha mikonenes b'shtei yodeha. And of course, the response is Shuvu Tmimim Lemnuchaschem, Malaya Malay Kam Shalosechem. Response is Return, perfect ones, to your place. I will indeed fulfill your request. Shulachti Bavela Lemanchem. I was sent out to Bavel because of you. Hinanim Mishovev Gadlus Benechem. I will return your children, Vishavu Banim Ligvulam. All based, of course, on the crying of the Jewish mother. The davening of the Jewish mother. I mentioned my friend Rabbi Gottlieb. I was listening to one of his past Tisha B'Av keynotes recently, and he mentioned a story that he heard from Matisyahu Salomon, of course, is the famed Mashgiach in Lakewood. And Matisyahu Salomon was walking by a payphone in Lakewood. For those of you here under the age of Benny, I'll tell you what a payphone is later. We'll give you a whole history lesson about a payphone. He was walking by a payphone in Lakewood. And there's a boy there in Lakewood, a very, very sincere kid. And he kept on finding good chavrusas. But as many of us know from yeshivas, sometimes you sit in shiur, and you have like an okay IQ, and the 10 guys around you have like 180s IQ. And you're sitting there, and you're like, you know, you're the dummy, sort of. So this kid is constantly getting dumped by chavrusas, one after another. Mr. Salman said he walked by the payphone, and the boy was almost in tears himself. And he's speaking to his mother, and he said, "Mommy," he said, you can stop davening. I finally found a great chavrusa." And Mr. Salman, when he heard this, he himself was in tears about the image of like this mother sitting in a house somewhere, whoever she is, you know, davening that her child be successful. And you can sort of break down all of Avodas Hashem, every mitzvah and every tefillah and every halacha and every diyun and learning, and sort of at the end of the day, it boils down to that. A mother, a father, just davening simply to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I hope that's something that all of us in our own life can integrate. I can speak openly. Sometimes guys in the yeshiva will speak to me about issues of kavana and tefillah. They can't daven, they can't have kavana and tefillah, and they're very frustrated about it. And I tell guys, why are you so ambitious for? You're going to daven 3 times a day, 57 brachos of Shemoneh Esrei, and have kavana every single bracha, and then be disappointed when it doesn't happen. So pick a moment every single day during Shema Koleinu and just sort of think about your life and think about Klal Yisrael and think about Kadosh Baruch Hu and just have like a moment. And if you can do that every single day or once a tefillah, then you've accomplished something in your life. So all of us should wear the clothing of the Mothers of Israel, a sincere moment of connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and hopefully based on the collective moments of the Mothers of Israel and the Fathers of Israel, and say B'Lev Shalem, B'Shavu Banim L'Gvulam.